What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 8 o'clock. Or till 8 o'clock. Listen to me. No, I'm going to be on for 24 hours. It's going to be a radio marathon. No, it's only going to be until 10 o'clock. What I meant to say is I've got enough stuff to talk about tonight that we could go 24 hours, but we won't do that because people got to sleep, eat, and go to work. So in any event, I'll be with you till 10 o'clock just to make sure that the record is clear. Hey, thanks for staying up late with us tonight. This is a lot of fun. This is one of the highlights of my week. I get to come in, I get to talk about interesting things, and I get to talk to interesting people just like you. We've got an interview coming up in the next segment, but of course the rest of the show will be open lines. We'll be talking about lots of topics, but I always love to hear from you. I always like to hear also from Matt Pajeski. Matt, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Brad.
So, of course, yesterday was Halloween, and how was Halloween festivities at the Pajeski household?
Well, my Halloween was great, Brad. Thank you for asking. I always go back to my parents' house to visit because they do Halloween bigger than anybody else I've ever seen.
Like how? Give us some examples.
So I'm partly responsible for this too, because I go over there and I help them build it up. They do homemade tombstones and put them in the front yard. Bought some metallic fencing to go along the yard to make it look like a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Skeletons climbing through the windows on the roof. Scarecrows.
On the roof.
Yeah. There's a lot of homemade props, and we invite all the neighbors and all of our family, and the whole block pretty much shows up at our driveway on Halloween night. It's a big party.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's fun.
So I'm sure in years past you got roped into putting up a lot of this stuff.
Well, I've never felt that I was roped into it. I've always enjoyed it every time.
Okay.
Halloween might honestly be my favorite holiday. I love October. I love the scary movies. Mm-hmm. I love Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
I love dressing up as a kid. It's just a great time.
Yeah, my wife and I watched this week. I'm shocked I've never seen it before. The movie Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, my gosh. I love that movie.
That movie came out. My wife and I had kids at home. We didn't go out and see a lot of movies. But that was an amazing movie. It was a murder mystery wrapped in a scary enigma. Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp was very... he played it in an understated way. It was not Jack Sparrow here. He played it very straight as an investigator. I thought, how could I have never seen this movie before?
Yeah, the entire just atmosphere of that movie, I think, is so great. It's so dark and somber. It's a Tim Burton movie, and if you know anything about Tim Burton, he really makes those dark, but not too dark, but family-friendly sort of Halloween-like movies, and Christopher Walken's also in that. He plays the vampire. He plays the Headless Horseman. He does a great job in it as well. It's just an all-around great movie. I love that one.
Yeah, the only thing that disappointed me was Christopher Walken had no lines.
Yeah,
he snarled. That's all he did. He snarled, and I thought, I love Christopher Walken. I wish he would have talked, but he didn't. But anyway, back to your Halloween at the Pajeski household. So when people come by, What's some of the best costumes, not necessarily just this year, but what costumes come to mind that you remember as being just fantastic costumes?
Well, I think one of the best ones I did see this year, it's kind of hard to describe, but it's the costume makes it look like you are being kidnapped by an alien. So there is like an inflatable alien that you step into, and really the alien looks like it's like behind you, grasping onto you. And, you know, obviously you're not... You're controlling the arms and legs of the alien, but your head's sticking out in front of the alien, so it looks like you're being taken away by an alien. I thought that was pretty funny. It's hard to describe.
I get it.
I loved it. I thought it was pretty funny.
Well, the one that makes me laugh, and I must have seen like five of these this week, and that was, it's the one where the kids are, they're dressed up in like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
All right? And the way that thing runs, it just cracks me up when the kids are running in a T-Rex. I don't know why. I mean, T-Rexes are supposed to be, you know, ominous and scary. But when you put a little kid in a costume, it just looks ridiculous and makes me laugh.
Yeah. We had a couple T-Rexes last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. It's a popular costume, apparently.
It is. But I got to tell you this. Best costume I've ever seen was this. This was several years ago. But I saw this person at a Halloween party. And it was a woman. And she had, you know, when you were a kid, did you ever get those little bitty boxes of cereal that just single serving size? They're a little piece of cardboard, you know, cardboard box. You open it up, there's a plastic package, and it's one serving of cereal. So they had a bunch of those glued all over this outfit. And then they were carrying a knife.
I get it.
What are you? And they said, I'm a serial killer.
I get it.
I just, that to me, it's a standout. You know, it's not anything that
it's
you.
Clever.
It's clever.
Another one pops into my head after you said that. I think it was a husband and wife couple. They had, I believe it was the wife, had Smarties taped to her pants. Mm-hmm. She was a smart.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
The husband had Dum Dums taped to his pants. So you can infer what that costume was.
Yes. Yes, I can. And it's interesting. The guy's always the Dum Dum. I don't know why. I don't know why that is, but that seems to always be the case. Hey, we're going to take a break here when we come back. I wanted to talk about, because obviously in the news, one of the dominant stories continues to be in Hamas, with Hamas and Israel. And one of the continuous critiques that I've been hearing about Israel is that they are somehow trampling on the civil rights of Palestinians. So I reached out to an expert on this topic to talk about, is Israel really abiding by the legal standards of how war should be conducted? So we're going to talk to Cully Stimson next from the Heritage Foundation. You're going to want to stick around for this, and then we'll have the phone lines open after that to discuss how you think Israel's doing when it comes to defending itself from Hamas. Brad Young at your service. We've got more right after this on KMOX.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in this evening. And if you've been following the Israeli response to the Hamas terrorist attack in any way, shape, form, or manner, you'll know that the biggest complaint now, even in the mainstream media, against Israel is how Israel is responding to this terrorist attack. And even saying it like that, many members of the media are refusing to call it a terrorist attack. But nevertheless, the response that Israel has mounted is coming under criticism. And so when I read this article this week from Cully Stimson, he's at the Heritage Foundation. He's a leading expert in national security, homeland security, immigration, and drug policy at the Heritage Foundation. I wanted to talk to Mr. Stimson because I wanted to break down and find out how or if Israel is really violating any international standards when it comes to warfare or self-defense. Cully Stimson, welcome to KMOX.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, your article intrigued me because in the response that we've been seeing from Israel to Hamas, and by any stretch, I talked about this last week, Cully, when I was talking about the legal definition of terrorism and how literally everything that Hamas has done meets any legitimate definition of terrorism. So when you see Israel responding, let's talk generally and then I want to get into specifics. What have you noticed generally up to this point about how Israel has responded to the Hamas terror attacks?
Well, we know that there's compulsory military service in Israel for men and women. And we know that part of their training includes training on the Geneva Conventions. And we know that every member of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, understand the four basic principles of the law of war: distinction, proportionality, military necessity, and limitation. And we know that they work really hard to comply or exceed the limitations. And we also know the other part, that Hamas doesn't give a damn about the rules. Mm-hmm. And what they did on the 7th was beyond a grave breach of the Geneva Conventions, beyond despicable, and sort of something like you'd see in a concentration camp from Nazi Germany against the Jews. It was despicable.
Well, you mentioned four basic principles of the law of war. And first of all, I think people would be shocked to know that there is actually something called the law of war. But you mentioned four things that I want to pick up on. You mentioned distinction, proportionality, military necessity, and limitation. So before we dive into those, tell us generally, what is the law of war?
Yeah, so it's that body of law. Most people have heard of the Geneva Conventions, and that's sort of a typical example of what the codification of this law of war is. But it's international humanitarian rules agreed to by countries that if they get into either an international armed conflict, country against country, or a non-international conflict, a country against a terrorist organization, that these are the basic baseline rules that you're going to follow. It started really after World War II. Well, actually, it started in the 1860s with the first Geneva Convention. There's a guy named Henri Dunant, who was a Swiss citizen, who wrote a book. And that book spurned some people to pull together representatives from other countries in the late 1860s, and they put together the first Geneva Convention, which really dealt with how you treat soldiers who you captured from the other side.
Right.
And, you know, people watch war movies, you know, that there's things called prisoner of war. And so think of things like that. So there's prisoners of war, how you deal with captured combatants. There's how you deal with captured civilians, that fact that you have to distinguish between a civilian who's innocent and a combatant who's a lawful target, and other rules like that. And so now we have the Geneva Conventions, which were ratified by almost 200 countries in 1949. There's additional rules on top of it. But every single thing Hamas has done has been a violation of those rules, every
right.
single thing.
So let's look at this. I'm going to break these down because I love your analysis. I found your analysis not only compelling but fascinating in terms of how you applied these four basic ideas, distinction, proportionality, military necessity, and limitation, to this current conflict. Now, again, we're talking to Charles Cully Stimson. He's with the Heritage Foundation. He's a leading expert in national security and homeland security, and I appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule to talk to us this evening. So, Mr. Stimson, distinction. You kind of mentioned this a moment ago. You said it's the distinction between military combatants and civilians, but it goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does go beyond that. I didn't learn this from a book. I learned this in my 30 years in the Navy as a judge advocate general, deployed with the Navy SEALs, stationed overseas during the Bosnia conflict. And you sort of pick these things up and you specialize in that. And so distinction is the key principle here. And yes, you have to make sure that you're not purposefully targeting a civilian or civilian population, and you have to distinguish between a combatant and a civilian. Now, that's great when you're country against country and both sides are wearing their uniforms, carrying their arms openly, wearing a distinct insignia, but Hamas doesn't do that. They slither their way through the civilian population. They hide behind civilians on purpose. They know, and in fact, don't give a damn about Palestinians at all. They use them as human shields. But they also know that there's no longer really a battlefield like you would, you know, expect in France or in England or in World War II or things like that. The battlefield is wherever the enemy is, and they purposefully squirrel and slither their way into Gaza City and put their command headquarters under hospitals and things like that. So the battlefield and the lines are blurred, but it's still a requirement that both sides follow the rule of distinction.
And what I think it's interesting here, as you pointed out in your article at thedailysignal.com, is that while Israel is abiding by this idea of distinction when it comes to their response to the terrorist attack, Hamas has no compulsion or desire to follow that basic principle of the law of war of distinguishing between civilians and military combatants.
Well, it's a little more blunt than that. They purposely went after civilians.
Yes.
Tortured them, ripped babies out of mothers' wombs, beheaded people. I mean, this is Joseph Mengele stuff from World War II. This is despicable. So they turned distinction on its head. they went after civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, as Colonel Eli Baron, who was the number two JAG, Judge Advocate General in the IDF, who came to Heritage a few years ago, and I had the privilege of hosting him, you can see on this Daily Signal article, this is him talking about how IDF goes above and beyond mm-hmm. the rule, which requires one to distinguish between combatants and non-combatants.
The other point of those 4 points that you mentioned is proportionality. What does proportionality mean?
So that, you know, look, this is, I think, one the media totally gets wrong, and they don't understand it. Either they don't understand it or they purposefully obfuscate it. Because, you know, as we've seen, anti-Semitic bias is out there, and it's really despicable. Proportionality does not mean if the other side kills 10 people, you can only kill 10 people. But that's sort of the way it's described. You know, well, I mean, Israel's gone, you know, way overboard. Really? You mean that since Hamas only killed 1,300 innocent civilians, Israel can only kill 1,300 Hamas people? No, that's not what proportionality is. Proportionality is a much, much different concept. It means that when an attack is expected to cause excess or collateral damage that is excessive when compared to the military advantage to be gained, because that's why you fight in a war, to gain military advantage, then the attacker can't carry out that particular attack. Mm. That's it. That's what proportionality means. And so in the context of what the IDF does is if they say, okay, we want to go after this command and control center for these Hamas savages who have slithered their way onto this hospital, the IDF drops leaflets, sends texts to the Palestinian civilians there, announces that they're coming in, tells them to leave, gives them safe access somewhere else, and then knowing that there will be a military advantage by taking out Hamas and clearing the area of civilians, then they go take out Hamas. And if the building gets knocked down, well, that's just part of war, but there's a military advantage to it. That's right. Proportional.
And again, I'm trying to compare and contrast between Hamas and Israel here, because while Israel, as you've just laid out, abides by this rule of proportionality, Hamas observes no such limitation when it comes to proportionality.
Well, they flip it on its head, again, just like they do with distinction. They intentionally and systematically endanger civilians by deliberately placing them in a line of fire,
mm-hmm.
knowing damn well that Israelis are going to do everything they can to still comply with the law of war, but that some civilians are going to be killed. So what you hear about from the pro-Palestinian, which many times are just pro-Hamas people, oh, there have been 3,200 children killed. Well, number one, I don't believe the number because it's coming from them. But number two, if that sad fact exists, that's on Hamas's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there was a after-action report that showed that somebody on the Israeli side took the law in their own hands and engaged in a grave breach of the Geneva Conventions and violated the law of war. And in this piece I wrote, they show you the after-action process they go through to see if their own people comply with the law of war. If they didn't, they hold them accountable.
Well,
Hamas doesn't do any of that stuff.
Right. And that, to me, again, shows a completely different mindset and a paradigm, because Israel is saying if our military does not abide by these rules that you've laid out, then we're going to hold our own people accountable. And, of course, from Hamas's perspective, it was the opposite. It was, we want you to be as savage as humanly possible. And so there was no accountability. But here's the other thing I want to ask you about, because, again, I don't think most people know this. I've read this extensively in the past. But as you point out in your article at thedailysignal.com, that the Israeli Defense Forces actually work with a legal department and attorneys to devise just how to make sure that we can achieve military goals while abiding by these four principles of the law of war.
Yeah, all modern militaries do. Our military does, too. They use the services of a judge advocate general, which is what I was for 30 years. I briefed the SEALs when I deployed with them, and I told them what the standing rules of engagement were, and I briefed them during an operation of what if the commandant had a question of whether we can do this or that, I would brief him on what the actual rule of engagement was at that particular time. And so all modern militaries do that. But because Israel is in a state of is on their front the ball of their feet because they have bad actors in their area, these people have a lot of experience briefing commanders all the time. Ultimately, it's the commander's responsibility to decide whether to go or not to go. It's not the JAG's job. You don't want lawyers fighting wars. You want lawyers advising warfighters about what the left and right bookends of the law are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think that Hamas has any JAGs advising the savages.
I don't think so. And I'm laughing not because it's a comical issue, but how the absurdity of thinking that Hamas is going to abide by any rules, much less the idea of a legal consultant when it comes to prosecuting a war. That's just preposterous. We're talking to Charles Cully Stimson. He's with the Heritage Foundation. And finally, because I could talk about this for a very long time, because I find what you wrote at thedailysignal.com to be fascinating and enlightening. But just briefly, we have two more points I wanted to cover: military necessity and limitation. Can you describe what those concepts mean under this idea of the law of war?
Yeah. So military necessity is what it sounds like. If there's not a military necessity for a military advantage to be gained, you can't do it. You just don't do it. And then limitation means that you're limited by the constraints of your military ability, and you can only do that which gains military advantage, and then you have to stop. In other words, there's not a capacious, never-ending, infinite ability to use armed force. It's just enough to get it done, and then you're done.
And correct me,
you explain it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the times when that idea of limitation came, at least to my mind in my experience, was during the first Iraq War, whenever our troops, we had all the tanks, we had all the forces in place, we could have easily rolled in and just literally taken over the entire country of Iraq, but we stopped short. And I know that President Bush at the time caught a lot of flack about that, but in this instance, that's something that we could have done, but we chose to limit it. Is that an example, maybe a poor example, but is that an example, nevertheless, of what you're talking about in terms of limitation?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a decent example. Remember, George H.W. Bush had been a pilot in World War II, the youngest Navy pilot we had. He knew as a warfighter that you don't spike the football, to use a sports analogy. And so that's exactly right.
And again, we're talking to Charles Cully Stimson with the Heritage Foundation. If folks want to follow topics that you write about, and I've followed your writing for a number of years, how can they find you online?
Well, Twitter is at Cully Stimson. There's no P in my last name, Cully Stimson. Of course, you can go to heritage.org and find my stuff there. I write about a number of topics. I have a new book out called Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities. That's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And if you want a deeper dive on this particular topic, you can go to the Heritage website or type in Stimson AUMF, which stands for Authorization of Use of Military Force, and you can read my Senate testimony, which is a much deeper dive into these four principles and how they apply to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and associated forces.
Cully Stimson with the Heritage Foundation and writes for thedailysignal.com. Hey, thank you for joining us this evening here on Camo X St. Louis.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Hey, we're going to take a break, and I've got lots of topics to talk about tonight. But what are your thoughts? Israel is getting a lot of complaints about how they're prosecuting literally the defense and the existence of their nation. The complaints are coming from the mainstream media, among other sources. What do you think? 314-436-7900. At your service here on Camo X. Don't go away. Oh, not this. Oh, come on. It's not even Friday. I think Ryan Recker, put Matt Pajeski up to playing that. But no, actually, it's not Friday. It's Wednesday. But I did have a texter text in and said, Wednesday evenings are the highlight of my week. It's Wednesday, like it's Friday. So thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. And someone else just texted in, Ryan Record tribute. I hope I miss him. Yes, I miss him too. In fact, I still talk to Ryan. He's up in Detroit. I talk to him at least once a week, either by text or by phone. And he's doing good up there and misses St. Louis. And he said he's really going to miss St. Louis when the winter hits because he's in Detroit. And, you know, that's the kind of place where you have to go and shovel your roof. I don't want to live anywhere where you have to shovel your roof. I mean, call me a pansy. I'm sorry. I don't mind shoveling my driveway. I don't mind shoveling a sidewalk, but I don't want to shovel my roof. I just, no, there's no circumstance where I would do that. You know what I might do, though, is I might put like dog treats on the roof and let the dog run around. No, I wouldn't do that. I would just teasing. I don't want the dog to fall off the roof. But welcome back to At Your Service, Brad Young, in this evening. And I wanted to talk to Charles Cully Stimson because as you heard him describe this law of war, I bet if you go tomorrow and ask people at work, friends you see, kids that come over to visit, anyone, if you ask anyone, do you know that there's a law of war? No one's going to know about that. So if just by listening to KMOX this evening and listening to Charles Cully Stimson from the Heritage Foundation, you learn something, that there is, in fact, a law of war. And as you learn about that, that helps you as you watch the news, because obviously that's not the only war that's going on right now. We still have the law in Ukraine, where Russia is attacking Ukraine. And now that you understand this idea of the law of war, whether it's distinction, proportionality, military necessity, or limitation, think about what you've seen this very year, or actually the last year and a half, about how Russia attacked Ukraine, deliberately firing missiles into civilian apartment buildings, intentionally firing missiles into hospitals that are not unlike the hospitals in Gaza that are simply being used as a shield for Hamas to hide in the tunnels underneath those hospitals. There's no such activity going on in Ukraine. Russia just fires missiles at hospitals, fires missiles at power generating companies and centers in order to black out the power and throw the whole country into frigid cold during the wintertime. Now that you understand this high idea of the law of war, you can see that Russia is as big a violator as Hamas, because for Russia, there's no distinction. They indiscriminately fire missiles and send drones to kill civilians. That violates the principle of the law of war, or even proportionality. They're attacking places that have nothing to do with what they're trying to accomplish. And military necessity, meaning they're attacking civilian targets, attacking targets that have no military purpose. Russia's been doing that. And certainly there's been no limitation. In fact, I read this week that Putin is considering a plan. Now, hear me. This is not fiction. This is real. Russia is considering using one of their giant rockets that they use to launch things into space, spacecraft into space or satellites into orbit. They're thinking of using one of those that has actually been used to transport Americans to the International Space Station. Use one of those giant rockets, pack it full of explosives, and then change the trajectory so instead of going into space, it comes down on Kyiv and takes out the entire capital of Ukraine. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's been widely reported that that is under consideration by Vladimir Putin. Folks, that violates every one of those laws of war. Violates every one. And I hope that Russia understands that. I hope that the world community understands that. But the other thing that's that to me is interesting as I watch, and I'm a very large consumer of news, and what I'm hearing now from the mainstream media is that Israel is gone too far, is that they've gone too far. And one of the things that the media alleges in terms of going too far is that there are supplies that need to get into Gaza, that obviously the Israelis are heartless, that they're committing genocide by not allowing fuel, not allowing food, and not allowing medicine to flow into the Gaza Strip. But yet this came out today. This was an Associated Press article, which shocked me. But the officials, Lebanese officials, Arab and Western officials, are all united in saying that Hamas has stockpiled tons of food, of water, and medicine, in addition to, obviously, rockets, missiles, and ammunition. So here the world is saying that Israel is somehow heartless and committing genocide by not allowing food and supplies and fuel and medicine to get into Gaza. But those supplies are already in Gaza. Why isn't anyone in the international community calling on Hamas to release the food and water and medicine that's already in the Gaza Strip? Why doesn't anyone say that? Because there is a built-in bias against Israel. And we're seeing that built-in bias right now on college campuses across this country. And to me, it's awful. It's despicable. However many
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, not this.
Friday.
Oh, come on. It's not even Friday. I think Ryan Recker put Matt Pajeski up to playing that. But no, actually, it's not Friday. It's Wednesday. But I did have a texter text in and said, Wednesday evenings are the highlight of my week. It's Wednesday, like it's Friday. So thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. And someone else just texted in, Ryan Recker tribute. I hope I miss him. Yes, I miss him too. In fact, I still talk to Ryan. He's up in Detroit. I talk to him at least once a week, either by text or by phone. And he's doing good up there and misses St. Louis. And he said he's really going to miss St. Louis when the winter hits because he's in Detroit. And, you know, that's the kind of place where you have to go and shovel your roof. I don't want to live anywhere where you have to shovel your roof. I mean, call me a pansy. I'm sorry. I don't mind shoveling my driveway. I don't mind shoveling a sidewalk. But I don't want to shovel my roof. I'm just, no, there's no circumstance where I would do that. You know what I might do, though, is I might put, like, dog treats on the roof and let the dog run around. No, I wouldn't do that. I would just teasing. I don't want the dog to fall off the roof. But welcome back to At Your Service, Brad Young, in this evening. And I wanted to talk to Charles Cully Stimson because as you heard him describe this law of war, I bet if you go tomorrow and ask people at work, friends you see, kids that come over to visit, anyone, if you ask anyone, do you know that there's a law of war? No one's going to know about that. So if just by listening to KMOX this evening and listening to Charles Cully Stimson from the Heritage Foundation, you learn something, that there is, in fact, a law of war. And as you learn about that, that helps you as you watch the news, because obviously that's not the only war that's going on right now. We still have the war in Ukraine, where Russia is attacking Ukraine. And now that you understand this idea of the law of war, whether it's distinction, proportionality, military necessity, or limitation, think about what you've seen this very year, or actually the last year and a half, about how Russia attacked Ukraine, deliberately firing missiles into civilian apartment buildings, intentionally firing missiles into hospitals that are not unlike the hospitals in Gaza that are simply being used as a shield for Hamas to hide in the tunnels underneath those hospitals. There's no such activity going on in Ukraine. Russia just fires missiles at hospitals. Fires missiles at power generating companies and centers in order to black out the power and throw the whole country into frigid cold during the wintertime. Now that you understand this high idea of the law of war, you can see that Russia is as big a violator as Hamas, because for Russia, there's no distinction. They indiscriminately fire missiles and send drones to kill civilians. That violates the principle of the law of war, or even proportionality. They're attacking places that have nothing to do with what they're trying to accomplish. And military necessity, meaning they're attacking civilian targets, attacking targets that have no military purpose. Russia's been doing that. And certainly there's been no limitation. In fact, I read this week that Putin is considering a plan. Hear me, this is not fiction. This is real. Russia is considering using one of their giant rockets that they use to launch things into space, launch spacecraft into space or satellites into orbit. They're thinking of using one of those that has actually been used to transport Americans to the International Space Station. Use one of those giant rockets, pack it full of explosives, and then change the trajectory so instead of going into space, it comes down on Kyiv and takes out the entire capital of Ukraine. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's been widely reported that that is under consideration by Vladimir Putin. Folks, that violates every one of those laws of war. Violates every one. And I hope that Russia understands that. I hope that the world community understands that. But the other thing that to me is interesting as I watch, and I'm a very large consumer of news, and what I'm hearing now from the mainstream media is that Israel is gone too far, is that they've gone too far. And one of the things that the media alleges in terms of going too far is that there are supplies that need to get into Gaza, that obviously the Israelis are heartless, that they're committing genocide by not allowing fuel, not allowing food, and not allowing medicine to flow into the Gaza Strip. But yet this came out today. This was an Associated Press article, which shocked me. But the officials, Lebanese officials, Arab and Western officials, are all united in saying that Hamas has stockpiled tons of food, of water, and medicine, in addition to, obviously, rockets, missiles, and ammunition. So here the world is saying that Israel is somehow heartless and committing genocide by not allowing food and supplies and fuel and medicine to get into Gaza. But those supplies are already in Gaza. Why isn't anyone in the international community calling on Hamas to release the food and water and medicine that's already in the Gaza Strip? Why doesn't anyone say that? Because there is a built-in bias against Israel. And we're seeing that built-in bias right now on college campuses across this country. And to me, it's awful. It's despicable. However many words you want to use synonyms for to come up with something that should not be occurring. Attacks on Jews is despicable. In fact, in some places, I read that even buildings are being tagged by the Star of David to demonstrate that Jews live in those homes. Folks, you know, today there are so many comparisons to Nazi Germany and to Hitler that are misplaced. And so I really resent most of those. But if you're forcing Jewish buildings and buildings where Jews inhabit to have a gold star, a Star of David on there, folks, that's right out of the Hitler playbook. And that's not an exaggeration. That's not an exaggeration. It is equivocal. And to me, I just don't understand how the international community doesn't rise up with even more force to say, Israel, you're in the right to protect yourself, right to self-existence. And if Hamas is going to threaten that, you get to respond as long as you abide by these laws of war that they are. But why don't we call for Hamas to abide by those same four principles of distinction, proportionality, of military necessity, and limitation? And yet, the calls for Hamas to abide by those principles, it's basically what you're hearing are crickets, meaning no one's doing that. And to me, that's unfortunate. We have to take a break. We've got a lot of folks been texting in, and I try to respond to texts during the breaks. But if you want to give us a call, 314-436-7900, call or text on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. It's funny, that last spot, I told this to Matt Pajeski during the break, but we heard from Ophthalmology Associates, and I know Dr. Birdie, and he's been treating me for many years. And I actually talked to him this week, and I told him, I said, Doc, you know, when I'm on KMOX and I hear your spots, it's impressive that you are the doctor's doctor. But I'll tell you what's even more impressive, and that's that you're the lawyer's doctor. I mean, that's more impressive because, listen, if you screw up, pal, I'm coming after you. So he laughed. He got a big kick out of it. But Greg Birdie's a great guy. And this is not a paid endorsement. I'm not getting anything for it. I'm just letting you know that Birdie's a great guy. And I've seen him for many, many years. I don't know if you know this, but Halloween is a time of a lot of litigation. I mean, every time's a time for a lot of litigation. You should see my office right now. I'm really busy. So, but what's interesting is there are actually Halloween, and I know it's the first, but I wasn't in last night. So this is the first chance I've had to talk about it. There's a lot of Halloween-themed litigation. Like, for example, right here in St. Louis, last, I think it was in June of this year, a court rendered a decision in a case where this person, the plaintiff, she was at Six Flags. And I don't know if you've ever been to Six Flags during Fright Night. It's a big deal. Lots of people go. It's really packed. My kids love it. I've been. It's a lot of fun. And if you go there, I mean, think about it right now. If you've been to Six Flags during Fright Night, you know what it is. People jump out at you and make scary noises, right? I mean, you know that going into the park. They're not going to be waving daisies. They're going to be jumping out. There's going to be vampires. There's going to be zombies. They're going to be monster-looking guys, and they're going to be screaming at you, and you know, there's going to be fake blood. You know that. That's why you go there, right? So in this particular instance, the plaintiff was at Six Flags. This happened in 2019, but the case only went to trial this past June, right here in the St. Louis area. And she was there for 3 hours. And during those 3 hours, guess what? There were things jumping out at her. People were chasing her. All the things you would expect from Fright Night. It's, you know, it's not called Peaceful Night, okay? It's called Fright Night. And so these things were jumping out at her. But in one particular instance, there was a clown. And in fact, I want to talk about this next hour, about why are we so afraid of clowns? I don't know, but we're going to dive into that next hour. But in this case from this past June at Six Flags, there was a clown that was 6 feet away from the plaintiff. And this clown started walking towards her. And, of course, the natural reaction, hey, listen, if a clown's coming at me, I'm out of there, right? I am taking off. I don't care if I know it's fake. I'm not sticking around. And this clown came at her. And so she ran, and when she ran, she tripped on a curb, she fell, and she got hurt. So she sued Six Flags for negligence. And she alleged that the park failed to maintain a safe environment. What? How are you expected to have a safe environment when the very reason that you're there is what Six Flags is giving you? It's not like they showed up and thought, you know, again, it was going to be an event where you're playing video games. You know you're going there and people are going to chase you. And so, in fact, that she'd already been there for 3 hours. She had experienced it. She chose not to leave. And so the court ruled, found that she was not entitled to any compensation. And the court further ruled that it was, and I like this, that it was the park's duty. Six Flags only had a duty to, and I'm quoting, to make conditions as safe as they appear to be, unquote. I don't know what that means, actually. Is to make it as safe as it appears to be. So does that mean it's safe as it appears to be when there's a crazy, insane clown chasing you? I don't know. But they further ruled, and this was really the most important part of the ruling, was that the court ruled that the plaintiff, and I'm quoting, was aware of the risks that she encountered and that she expected to be surprised, startled, and scared, unquote. And because of that, she had what in legal circles is called an assumption of risk. So she assumed the risk, and by going there, she assumed the risk because she was there for 3 hours experiencing the very thing that ultimately caused her to get hurt. So it really drives home a very important idea, and that is, every time someone gets injured doesn't necessarily mean that someone's at fault. I mean, injuries happen, things happen, stuff happens, and it doesn't necessarily mean that someone is at fault because something happens. And there's a whole bunch more of these types of cases. I'll save those for later as we go through the evening. But to me, I thought it was interesting that even after being there for 3 hours, this lady filed suit because a crazy clown chased her. What I want to hear, and the phone lines are going to be open the next hour, what interesting Halloween costumes did you see last night? What interesting Halloween traditions do you have? Are you like the Pajeski household that really does up Halloween really big? Or was yours like the Young household this year where we got zero trick-or-treaters except for a couple of drunk adults on a golf cart? That's all we had. And it was very, very sad. Give us a call, 314-436-7900. And I will tell you as we go into the break that I've given this joke for years, that I always think that Halloween is really the Democrats' holiday because people show up at your house, do absolutely nothing, and expect to get paid for it. 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. It's funny, that last spot, I told this to Matt Pajeski during the break, but we heard from Ophthalmology Associates, and I know Dr. Birdie, and he's been treating me for many years. And I actually talked to him this week, and I told him, I said, Doc, you know, when I'm on KMOX and I hear your spots, it's impressive that you are the doctor's doctor. But I'll tell you what's even more impressive, and that's that you're the lawyer's doctor. I mean, that's more impressive because, listen, if you screw up, pal, I'm coming after you. So he laughed. He got a big kick out of it. But Greg Birdie's a great guy. And this is not a paid endorsement. I'm not getting anything for it. I'm just letting you know that Birdie's a great guy. And I've seen him for many, many years. I don't know if you know this, but Halloween is a time of a lot of litigation. I mean, every time's a time for a lot of litigation. You should see my office right now. I'm really busy. So, but what's interesting is there are actually Halloween, and I know it's the first, but I wasn't in last night. So this is the first chance I've had to talk about it. There's a lot of Halloween themed litigation. Like, for example, right here in St. Louis, I think it was in June of this year, a court rendered a decision in a case where this person, the plaintiff, she was at Six Flags. And I don't know if you've ever been to Six Flags during Fright Night. It's a big deal. Lots of people go. It's really packed. My kids love it. I've been. It's a lot of fun. And if you go there, I mean, think about it right now. If you've been to Six Flags during Fright Night, you know what it is. People jump out at you and make scary noises, right? I mean, you know that going into the park. They're not going to be waving daisies. They're going to be jumping out. There's going to be vampires. There's going to be zombies. There's going to be monster-looking guys, and they're going to be screaming at you, and you know, there's going to be fake blood. You know that. That's why you go there, right? So in this particular instance, the plaintiff was at Six Flags. This happened in 2019, but the case only went to trial this past June, right here in the St. Louis area. And she was there for 3 hours. And during those 3 hours, guess what? There were things jumping out at her. People were chasing her. All the things you would expect from Fright Night. It's, you know, it's not called a peaceful night, okay? It's called Fright Night. And so these things were jumping out at her. But in one particular instance, there was a clown. And in fact, I want to talk about this next hour, about why are we so afraid of clowns? I don't know, but we're going to dive into that next hour. But in this case from this past June at Six Flags, there was a clown that was 6 feet away from the plaintiff. And this clown started walking towards her. And, of course, the natural reaction, hey, listen, if a clown's coming at me, I'm out of there, right? I am taking off. I don't care if I know it's fake. I'm not sticking around. And this clown came at her. And so she ran, and when she ran, she tripped on a curb, she fell, and she got hurt. So she sued Six Flags for negligence. And she alleged that the park failed to maintain a safe environment. What? How are you expect to have a safe environment when the very reason that you're there is what Six Flags is giving you? It's not like they showed up and thought, you know, again, it was going to be an event where you're playing video games. You know you're going there and people are going to chase you. And so, in fact, that she'd already been there for 3 hours. She had experienced it. She chose not to leave. And so the court ruled, found that she was not entitled to any compensation. And the court further ruled that it was, and I like this, that it was the park's duty. Six Flags only had a duty to, and I'm quoting, to make conditions as safe as they appear to be, unquote. I don't know what that means, actually, is to make it as safe as it appears to be. So does that mean it's safe as it appears to be when there's a crazy, insane clown chasing you? I don't know. But they further ruled, and this was really the most important part of the ruling, was that the court ruled that the plaintiff, and I'm quoting, was aware of the risks that she encountered and that she expected to be surprised, startled, and scared, unquote. And because of that, she had what in legal circles is called an assumption of risk. So she assumed the risk, and by going there, she assumed the risk because she was there for 3 hours experiencing the very thing that ultimately caused her to get hurt. So it really drives home a very important idea, and that is, every time someone gets injured doesn't necessarily mean that someone's at fault. I mean, injuries happen, things happen, stuff happens, and it doesn't necessarily mean that someone is at fault because something happens. And there's a whole bunch more of these types of cases. I'll save those for later as we go through the evening. But to me, I thought it was interesting that even after being there for 3 hours, this lady filed suit because a crazy clown chased her. What I want to hear, and the phone lines are going to be open the next hour, what interesting Halloween costumes did you see last night? What interesting Halloween traditions do you have? Are you like the Pajeski household that really does up Halloween really big? Or was yours like the Young household this year where we got zero trick-or-treaters except for a couple of drunk adults on a golf cart? That's all we had. And it was very, very sad. Give us a call, 314-436-7900. And I will tell you as we go into the break that I've given this joke for years, that I always think that Halloween is really the Democrats' holiday because people show up at your house, do absolutely nothing, and expect to get paid for it. 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.